I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Zimbabwe's unity government has launched an ambitious 100-day reform program. Global Aid Network's Charles Detter says that could ensure their supplies will get through. Partnerships make it possible. A Chicago-area church is packing 4 million meals to help. Detter urges prayer for open doors.
When people are facing survival for hunger and thirst, that gives our ministry and our local partners a chance to reach out with the grace of the Lord. Through their efforts, through showings of the Jesus film, many people are coming to Christ.
Meanwhile, Eritrea could soon receive millions of dollars in aid money from the European Commission despite ongoing persecution of Christians. Open Doors USA and concerned organizations recently wrote a letter asking the EC to ensure that aid money reaches suffering citizens, not just the government. As of late 2008, nearly 3,000 Christians have been arrested and detained without trial. And the Kentucky Derby draws thousands of horse racing fans each year, even the Queen of England. Bill Adams with Sports Fan Outreach sees many different responses when telling Derby fans about Christ.
Some people are very inquisitive, some are mocking, everything in between.
Adams says the outreach team could use your prayers as they share Jesus with mixed crowds.
First couple of hours are pretty easy, but by 10 o'clock, the drinking sets in and the idolatry of it, to use biblical language, sets in. It gets to be a very hard time.
Derby weekend starts May 1st at Churchill Downs in Lexington, Kentucky. Visit our website to find out how you can be involved. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to the Dominican Republic to see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. That's the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose at 1-800-995-4828 for information or to register to win, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.